I think last time we mentioned that there is a machlokas between the Smag and the Rambam as to whether putting on makeup is an issur d'oraisa, an issur d'rabbanan. We saw the Chayyadim who thought that it was dependent upon the question of whether you're chayev for temporary tzoveya or not. We saw the Magid Mishnah bring two rayos that you're pater for temporary tzoveya. No chiyuv, like the Rambam holds. Whether that's a ptur for makeup or not is a different question, but that you're pater for temporary tzviya, either it's derived from Kosev or it's derived from the Mishnah that says you need melasto miskayemes. If you disagree with that position, like the Smag, let's say, at least as understood by the Chayyadim, how would you deal with the Raya? So in terms of the Raya from Kosev, you could simply say maybe we don't compare to Kosev. There are other melachos that are different. Maybe kosher, for example, is, we'll see each one is different, but it's not obvious that just because we have a din by Kosev that we could extrapolate from there to Tzoveya. But what about the Mishnah? The Mishnah on Kuf Beis on the base, Zaklal Kol Osa Melacha Melachto Isn't that explicitly like the Rambam? So we pointed out, first of all, that there's machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, possibly as to how to read the Mishnah. Rashi says B'Shabbos is Kol Osa Melacha. The Rambam, as understood by the Shaar Tzion, at the very least, held that it's referring to the duration that it's going to last. But either way, is the Mishnah telling me that you need melacha miskayames? So the answer is, if you actually look at the context of the Mishnah, maybe it's not so clear. Maybe it's talking over here about makom patish, and it means to say that when you chayev, when this is going to be something that's the last step of the melacha, right? If you take a look at the Gemara over there, Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, it sort of sounds that way. Maybe we'll return to this machlokas later on in Kuf Gimel Aleph. Now I'll just point out that maybe it's not absolutely clear that you are chayev, that there's a requirement for melacha miskayemes for all melachos. Maybe each and every melacha we have to examine is this one in which there's a requirement for miskayemes or not. For example, if you heat up a cup of water, you're chayev, l'kulei alma, presumably, even though in 2 minutes it'll be cold. It's not miskayemes, and yet certainly you're chayev. So perhaps for all melachos, we have to examine the melacha and determine whether that's true or not, or is it a general klal? And if it is a general klal, as the Rambam seems to say, so then we have to figure out why Bishul might be different. But I think we're not going to be ayin in that too much. The Chayyadim adds something interesting. He says, well, if you hold like these positions, according to him, the Smag, that Kosev is the exception, or at the very least, you can't learn Soveya from Kosev, why not? Why can't you learn Soveya from Kosev? So the Chayyadim himself answers, Venera de lo, Venera li de sphere lahu, de lo dami la Kosev, de shani hasam. What does he mean to say? Now, I assume he means, obviously, like if I paint my wall blue, I want my wall to remain blue. Of course, the Chayyadim might not say painting a wall blue is tzoveya, but we'll leave that aside. Certainly, when a lot of times tzoveya, you do want it to last forever. I assume what he's saying is that there are cases of, there's no normal case of kosev where you want it to only be short. And then sort of, okay, tell me about disappearing ink. So we don't mean rayas from disappearing ink. Whereas for tzoveya, like makeup, that's not true. In other words, there are lots of cases of tzoveya where dafka, the person wants it to be short-lived, right? The person who puts on the makeup or even the nail polish, she doesn't want it to last for that long. And therefore, I guess what he's saying is that for each melacha, we're going to go ahead and look. If the melacha is not being accomplished in a significant way, when it's Einu Miskayim, so then there's going to be a Ptur of Einu Miskayim. So that's true by Kosev. Whereas for tzoveya, that's not true. Some tzoveya you want to last forever. Some tzoveya you dafka want it to last for a short term. You want it to do the job and then be done with. You want it to last for a day or a half a day or whatever, and then to be finished. And therefore, the Chayyadim says that's the svara of the smag, why the smag at the very least thinks that there is no requirement of miskayemes for melechus tzoveya, and why, unlike the Rambam, you can't extrapolate from kosev to tzoveya, at least unlike the Magid Mishnah. Okay, so we talked about Tzvi Ochlin, we saw it was a machlokas, we shown him, the Rid says that there is Tzvi Ochlin, the Shibuli Haleket says there isn't Tzvi Ochlin, and one interesting shiloh that comes up is the following. So this is less common now than it used to be. It used to be very common. In Israel, it's more common also. I think it's less common now because people realize it ruins their pipes. But there are these toilet disinfectors, cleaners, something like that, where basically every time you flush the toilet, it will pick up some disinfectant. And it also colors the water in the meantime, turns the water blue or green or the like. And so you are being tzoveya the water, namely when you flush the toilet, you are now dyeing the water blue. Is that mutter? So this question is a very common question because, like a lot of times, A, could you have it in your house? And B, if, you know, sometimes you're not in your own house and you're at somebody else's house and they have it. In fact, I think I once heard Rabbi Sevelovsky say that it used to be that they had them in Mass Hall, YU, all the toilets had them. And before Shabbos, he would remove all the thingies from Mass Hall so people could go to the bathroom. Yes. Maybe it'll be a psik reisha d'loni yicholei. Could be, but we're excited to be makel on a psik. This is rabbanon also be psik. So we have to talk about it. Okay, good. So maybe that's a cheshbon. Maybe that's a good cheshbon. We'll see. So let's. So the first person to discuss something sort of similar to this is the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi, they used to have a minig that they would wash when they would wash the kohen's hands on yantif. They would color and scent the water. And so there's actually here a question of molid reach as well as tzvia. So the Chacham Tzvi defends this practice. And first he addresses why it's not molid reach, and then he turns to the question of tzoveya. And he says, well, maybe we could be mako because ein tzvia b'ochlin. But then he says, maybe it's worse, because it's not omid la'achila. After all, you're not going to drink this water. You're going to use it for hand washing. And he says, maybe, according to the Ravid, it will be okay, because it's not a gemar. It's not so posh at this application, but I think we already mentioned the machlokas. When you dye, when you're making ink or dye or the like, is that soveya? So the... You start, you have, let's say, water, and you add dye to the water. So the Ravid sounds like it's not soveya because you're not yet done the process, because then, so you have this dye, now you're going to use the dye to color your cloth or something like that. But the Rambam says it is a problem. So he says maybe over here also, if you don't like the Ravid, it won't be a problem because it's not done. Even that's not so obvious because it is done. But you say no, because you still need to wash your hands. All right, maybe. But anyway, we would certainly be choshish for the Rambam. So therefore, we have an issue. So he comes up with an incredible kula. Velomi bai l'divei ravid, that it's going to be mutter, dafil v'tzovei amamish lo mischayef al tzviya samayim ad chi yitzba davar shenigmer bo melachas tzviya. Dishma mina dehachana kala hi min agmar depshita debnido nidan shari kevan de'ikr hagmar mutter. I think that's because your ikar kavana is to be molded the reach. Kol shekein hachana. Right? El afilu dasa rambam. De mechayev afilu atzvias amayim. Hainu davka b'tzoveya davash inu roi lecho l'maychol. Even the Rambam says that there wouldn't be tzoveya on water. Why? Because water is edible and ein tzvia ba'ochlin. Shein Raila Michael Adam, Lamaichal Mashka Adam. Lachi Nakad Rambam Shinasan Istim Latoch Me Karkum. The Loka Amar Shafil Benesina Sakarkum, Lesocha Mayim Levad. Elavade came into Karkum, but Mayim Chazi Lamaichal Adam, Eno Chayev, Alav Mishum Tzaveh. Says, is interesting diuk. Rambam's example of where creation of dye is chayev, is you put istim, I don't know what istim is, but some type of dyeing agent into mei karkum. So why doesn't he, that's like already the second step. Why don't you just put the istim into the mayim? Okay, maybe that's the way they made it. But he says, no, the diuk. What's the diuk? Because putting the, or sorry, why don't you put the kark? Why don't you say, how do you make mei karkum? By putting karkum into mayim. So, and karkum is already, is colored. So instead of starting with step two, putting the istim into the mei karkum, just say, put the karkum into the mayim. Says the Chacham Sadam, I'll tell you why. Because there's no chiyuv for putting karkum into mayim. Why? Because water is drinkable. And therefore, ein tzviya ba'ochlin. And even though this is not omed la'achila, you're turning this into ink. But as long as it's edible, then there's no tzviya. That's his chiddush, right? So this is going further than the shibulei aleket. Shibulei aleket said ein tzviya ba'ochlin, meaning food that you're going to eat is not subject to tzviya. He's saying dahainu, food that's edible, even if it's not omed to eat, is tzoveya, is no tzoveya. That's his diuk in the Rambam. Again, it's a chiddush because I would have thought it should be totally in whether you're planning to eat it, not whether it's ra'i l'chila. It should depend on whether it's omed l'chila. But that's his diuk in the Rambam, solely in whether it's ra'i l'chila. So he says that now, what about this obviously goes back to the machlokas Rav and Shmuel about dyeing the meat, the beis hashchita and the like. Al kol panim, that's what he says. That's what he says. Now, is there any others disagree with this avne, with this chacham tzvi? And first of all, they bring a raya from Rav, because Rav said that you're chayev when you dye the meat red. So you could just say, okay, well, we don't pass him like Rav. But let's say we are choshish for Rav. After all, we're choshish for the smag. Smag pass him like Rav. So the answer is that, says the Chacham Tzvi, no, that's because it's aser to eat. Why? Because of the dam. In other words, it's not, it's in a certain sense, the same type of logic. That happens to be omid l'achila, but now is aser l'achol. So what all he cares about is whether or not it's edible. And if it's inedible, either because it's poison, or maybe it tastes very bad, or even for halachic reasons, like the iser dam, therefore it's not subject to the exception of Ein Tzvi of Ochlin, it would be subject to Tzoveya. Is there any source, like we always know, we've already encountered this several times in Hilchos Shabbos, the Shaila of whether we look at halachic considerations or practical considerations, meaning to say that this is basically Ochel that happens to be Aser, so we're going to say it's non-Ochel. Is there any, and for purposes of Tzviya, is there any basis for this? So the Avne Nezer, Kedarko Bakodesh, it's Kuf Ayin Gimel. It's also in Simen Yud Zayin at the end of the Igle Tal, has found a makor for this, or a parallel question. It's from the Gemar Menachos. Gemar Menachos has a drasha that you're allowed to do Melichas HaBasar on Shabbos, meaning to say part of the carbon is melicha, and question is that docha Shabbos? And the answer is yes, There's a pasuk. Let's say for the emurim, right? There's a pasuk that is mutter to salt the emurim on Shabbos. So the Rashba asks, what's the hafamina? Well, why didn't the pasuk? What's the iser? What's wrong with salting the emurim? Ibud. But 1 second, ain't ibud ba'ochlin. Let's assume that's what we paskin. So why do you need a gzeres hakasuf to be matir it? Ain ibud ba'ochlin, says the Rashba. It's not the real Rashba. There's a Rashba, right? Willa calls it pseudo Rashba. Pseudo Rashba Menachos, but they think it's from the base medrash of the Rashba. Okay. But you'll see it's oftentimes quoted as the Rashba. Anyway, says the pseudo Rashba, I'll tell you the pshat. The pshat is, and it's cited by the Mishnah Lamelech as well. Mishnah Lamelech says that the pshat is because it's aser to eat, and therefore it's not ochel. Why? It's a karban. So even though it's roi lachila in the physical sense, but it's halachically non-ochlin because it's emurim, and therefore we don't treat it as ochlin. So we see here a gevaldik raya for the concept of the chacham tzvi and this idea. So maybe the first heter that the post can bring down to use these toilet disinfectant things is based off the Chacham Tzvi. Why? Because it's water. It's not water that's omed la'achila. Okay, but it's roi la'achila. I mean, you know, especially if you're the type of person to use these things, so probably a toilet's very clean. So, you know, I think maybe even we follow Achilas Behema. People tell me that their dogs drink out of their toilets. Hopefully not if they have those green stuff in them. But anyway, so maybe that's a heter to use these things based off of the Chacham Tzvi. That's the first kula that they bring.
Yes, a question?
What? Just 1 second. Some are docha. 1 second. This is not right lachila. Nobody would drink water out of their toilet. Also, the chiddush of the Mishnah Lamelech and the Rashba with Adaraba, maybe that tells me that it's taloi on if it's omed lachila, meaning to say that once you learn like the Rashba and Mishnah Lamelech, so I see that ochal is defined not by whether or not it is edible, it's whether it's omed lachila. So the reason why that there is melicha for the emurim is because it is eino omed lachila. Why? Because of the halachic restriction. And therefore, maybe the pshat is that ochal is defined not by worthy of eating, but by omed lachila. And if it's telling omed lachila, so this is certainly not omed lachila. It might not even be edible, because nobody would actually drink water from a toilet, even if we said it was technically edible, but it's not omed lachila. And maybe that's all I care about for ibud, and for that matter, salveya. And certainly we see the Mishnah Brura seems to be machmir on nishayla, because as we already mentioned before, this is Mishnah Brura Simen Shin Chaf, Sif Kata Nun Vav writes that it's aser lahasim samimanim betzluchis mayim lahamid bechalon neged hashemesh. So over here, according to the Chacham Tzvi, this is heter gamor, to dye the water to make stained glass. But Mishnah Brura says this is a daraisa shaila. Aye, it's water. Yeah, but it's not omid lachila. And therefore, water, you see the Mishnah Brura, rejects the concept of the chayadam, according to the Prima Gadim, that we say, no, it's totally on omid lachila. So even if we're going to paskin en tzviya ba'ochlin, that's only for things that are omed la'achila, and therefore, this toilet water, which is not omed la'achila, is certainly mutter. Yeah, your question.
Also, like putting in the soap when naked.
Very good. So you also see from the Chai Adam, he's assuming that we look at the initial and not the complete product. It's clear over there from his example of both how he treats the karkum water and also how he's treating the duchening water. So, and that's also a chiddush. In other words, you're right, that is not obvious at all. One might have thought that to apply the principle of Ein Tzvi B'Ochlin, the product must be ochel, not the object into which you, not the object that you're dyeing. So the Chacham Tzvi says, no, you're dyeing the water. And so the water is ochel, as long as it's ra'i l'achila, and therefore it's mutter, but you're correct, that's not at all obvious.
Right, from Rav, I'm not correct. The first, the initial product was food, only when the dam is placed on it, it becomes asri.
No, because you didn't do malicha. Saying because you could have taken a bite out of it. In other words, even before, as soon as you shechted it, you, when you're shechting it, it's still asr b'achila.
Even before the dam.
There's dam itself. Unless you say it's right lachos. Not sure. Yeah, Moshe, you had a question.
Two points. Number one, does it have to be human consumption? You can say that a korban is achilas gavoa, so it's a korban ilachmi. That's a technical thing. And number two, don't we say that even before you shek the behema on Yantav, it's not muksa because it's considered ochel? Now, at that moment, you can't eat it because it's alive. But
yeah, but
you can process it
that's
in such
still
a way.
Not going to be a raya necessarily because you don't need it to be ochel. You just need it to be omed l'achila.
No. What I'm saying is, why would you say that having blood on the meat is a halachic problem? Because it's you wash off the blood and then you can eat it. Just like you shack the behemoth, you can eat it.
I agree. It's not at all pashat. Good.
Okay. Thank you.
So assuming that we don't want to exclusively rely on the Chacham Tzvi, are there any other tzirufim lahakel? So first of all, maybe we could say it's Eina Shel Kayama. Now, that's not pashat on a couple of accounts. First of all, maybe Eina Shel Kayama is still aser, at least midrabanan, maybe derais according to this mag. It's no worse than the Beis HaShechita, which also we say is temporary. Moreover, you might even say that, especially if you take the Minchas Chinuch type approach, that anytime it does the trick, we don't care that it's Eina Shel Kayama. So this does the trick. In other words, how long do I need this water to stay blue until the next time I flush it? So yeah, that might be an hour, it might be a day, but the point is that that might be sufficient. So that's not a super answer. So then let's turn to Jack's point, which is, well, it should be a psik resha delo nichalei. So first we, as Jack pointed out, we have to distinguish between your own house and somebody else's house. So let's think about first your own house. So maybe I'll still say it's lo nichalei or lo achbaslei. I don't care. All I want is my toilet to be disinfected. I don't really care if the water is turned green or not. That's not so pashut because, just to clarify, my kavana is to cleanse the water, to disinfect whatever it is. And an inevitable byproduct, which I don't really care about, is the coloring of the water. So if it's a psik resha l'achmaslei, it might not make a mutter, but certainly that's another factor. So this is discussed by Rosh Shlomo Zalman. It's in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Chaf Gimel Sif Yadalet, as well as Dirshu Note 56. And he's not sure whether we should treat this as l'achmaslei or not. Rosh Shlomo Zalman pointed out that at least in Israel, at least at one point, these types of disinfectants that didn't have dye were cheaper than the ones with dye. So why would somebody spend the extra 10 agurot to get the one with dye? Because there's advantages to having your water colored. First of all, maybe it looks clean. Second of all, this way you know when it's run out. So you need to change the pellets or whatever it is. So it's not so pasha to say it's lo nichalei, but I do agree with what Jack said, which is maybe if you're at somebody else's house, so then it really is lo achbaslei. So don't have this in your own house. And if you're in somebody else's house, it's lo achbaslei. So Dirshu Note 56 quotes Mekilim on this Shaila, especially the Or LeTzion. And he says, it's a psik resha lo nichalei, for Nisra Dirabanan. What's it, and therefore, again, we saw that was already a machlokas aposkim, but that's why he is Mekel. And he also argues it's grama, it's some type of koch kocho. Why is it grama? So this is not at all pashut. The Orach Shabbos says this is not grama. This is mamish koach rishon. Because what happens when I flush the toilet? So it's like mamish like bidka demaya. The water is waiting there to be released. When you push down the flusher, you're basically opening it up, and the water immediately goes into the through the dye, through the pellet, and dyes the water. Right? We would probably be behind someone ritzicha, you know, for the equivalent case. So therefore he thinks it's not grama. He points out maybe it somewhat depends on the setup, could be depending on where you keep this dye, it could be better or worse if you keep it in the toilet bowl versus if you keep it in the anyway, could be, but certainly it's not automatically going to be grama. But as I said, Orlitzion says that he thinks it's grama. It sounds like Rav Asher Weiss, it's in Chelak Aleph, Simen Chaf Oz Beis, also note Lahakel, because of Davishen Miskavein, because of an idea that we're going to see in just a couple of minutes from the Alter Rebbe that says that when you have no Kavana or Toeles Bitzvia, then there is no Iser Tzoveya at all. That's the heter that he uses to explain why it's woman mutter for women to use pads when they're menstruating. But we'll get there in just a minute or two. That might be an additional tzad, but again, like we said, first of all, not everybody likes that Alter Rebbe. The Avnei Nezer disagrees. Second of all, you could argue over here, there is kavanah and toelas in the tzviya. So that's not so pashut. So whatever, it's tzadim to be mekel, maybe it's ochel, so that wasn't so pashut. Maybe it's Enem Eskayim, also not so pashut. Maybe it's Davish Enem Eskavein, Psik Resha, also not so pashut. Even if you did say it's Psik Resha Dolom Yichalei, for an Isser Derabanan. But why is it an Isser Derabanan? Because it's Enem Eskayim, so that's probably an Isser Klali. So according to Willig, not so pashut. Maybe, and this is an idea that we're going to see more in just a couple of minutes, there is no Isser of Tzoveya if you mamish don't care about the Tzvi at all, but also not that Pashut, because this is intended, but based off of the Alter Rebbe. And again, whether it's Koach or Koach Kocho is not Pashut either. Yes, Jack? No. Yes, Mayor?
Yeah, two questions. I know we didn't discuss grama enough to maybe really know this, but I would have thought this still is grama, because even though bidka demaya is if the water comes down immediately, but here the water is hitting something else, which is the dye, and then causing the dye to come out. So even though that all happens immediately, it is a koach chain.
The water hits the dye. When you're killing a person, so as long as the water immediately hits the person, which eventually causes him to drown, we would say it's koach rishon.
Right, but this would be the equivalent of the water hitting something else, and that something else.
But it's hitting the dye, and as soon as the water touches the water is now dyed. We're talking about the isser is dyeing the water.
Right.
Okay.
My other question was, and I know we discussed this a lot already, I don't understand that this could be a psikresha dolo nicholei unless you assume that psikresha mamish, cutting off the head of the chicken, is not included in psikresha mahalakha. But if it is, so then every time the chicken would die, that's also lo nicholei. And so then.
It's not true. You don't want to live. You don't want to.
I don't care if the chicken's alive. I just care that it's a toy.
It's not a good toy. Imagine you're playing with your toy chicken and squawking and running around. I mean, I would think that's a better toy.
If it could somehow be a functional toy and alive, I wouldn't care. It's just incidental that it needs to die. If it was possible for it to be a good
toy. Again, psikresha, that is a case of psikresha denichalani.
No, so, right. Well, based on this logic, I don't really know.
And it's nihalai. I don't understand. Do I care that it's dead, or am I happy that it's dead? Over there, I'm happy that it's dead. Over here, I don't care that the water has died. If the water was not died, then I would be equally happy. All I want is disinfected. Let's imagine for a moment the Metzius was that the coloring of the water was a byproduct of the disinfection. In other words, the disinfectant happened to be blue. So their byproduct of the disinfection is that it's died. So my kavana is to do what? Is to disinfect the water. A inevitable byproduct of disinfection is the coloring of the water blue. But I don't care that it's blue. I would be equally happy if it stayed clear. So that's classical psikresha delo aspasli. And if I didn't want it to be blue, then it would be lo nichalai. I would much rather the water stay clean. Clear. Yes. You shouldn't do it in your house. I think that if you're in somebody else's house and there's two equally available toilets, then you may as well pick the one without it. But lamaisa, there are a lot of tzadim lahakel, as we saw. And, certainly if there's no bathroom available, it's already a shiloh of kavanah brios.
If you already used it and then you realize that.
Yeah, then for sure. Nobody had a havamina that urinating into the toilet water is going to be tzoveya, even though you're turning it yellow. Why not? So if you hold like the Alter Rebbe, it would be fine, right? The question, if you don't learn like the Alter Rebbe, why isn't that true? Right? So maybe it's a right to the Alter Rebbe. We'll have to see. That's the Shiloh. That's what you're asking. It's a good question. We'll get to Avinu Yisrael. We'll have to revisit that question. Right. So that's the pshat. Are you saying that the only reason why you're allowed to urinate into water is because of kavanah brios? But if not for that, if you could do it into the sink, then you should? I understand. Okay. So he's saying in Achanami, maybe in Achanami. Maybe the only reason why it's mutter is because of kavanah brios. That's what I think about. Maybe. Well, when we get to the Avnei Nezer, we could ask that question. Is the only reason why, if you don't know the Avnei Nezer and you don't know the Chacham Tzvi, if you do hold of the Avnei Nezer, you don't hold of the Graz, and you don't hold of the Chacham Tzvi, is the only reason why it's allowed to urinate into water is because it's lo nichalei plus kavanah brios or something like that? Or no, is there another reason? It's a fair question. Maybe the answer is an achanami. Maybe the only reason why you're allowed to urinate into water, if you reject the Chacham Tzvi and your machmir for psik reshit lo nichalei for nisid rabbanan, is going to be because of that. But we'll see.
Isn't that
I think the other, if you hold of the Derech Lech Lech, right? So that if you're being, you have to, if you hold of the Agur, then we have that cool as well for urinating.
It's no gara than wiping
hands. Right. But as we're going to see shortly, many Rishonim say you're not allowed to wipe your hands on a napkin. So those who don't hold of the heter of Derech Lech Lech would apply here. But I agree with you, Moshe. If we accept the Agur and the Radvaz and the like who are Makel on Derech Lech Lech, then that would help us for the urinating Svara. But it wouldn't help us for the toilet cleaning Svara, because maybe over there it's not Derech Lech Lech, Adarab, but it's Derech Nikayon. Yes?
I don't know about Nikolai, if it's a secret, let me clear Nikolai. I don't know if this is going on the subject, but in your own house, even if you would buy it, even if you definitely would buy the one with the coloring, because you have a slight preference, does that automatically mean that counts as Nikolai?
For sure. Why not?
Yeah, meaning any amount that you'd be happy with something that preference.
Even the Echbeslay is a Shaila. But okay, we're going to be Makel on the Echbeslay. But if I would think that once there's even a tiny smidgen of Nichalei, then that's secretion to Nichalei. Okay. Let's talk about another question. Are you allowed to have ices on Shabbos? What's my Shaila specifically? Shaila is that when you eat ices, like a popsicle, so let's even say it's a red popsicle, so your lips will turn red. Or if it's a blue popsicle, you know, some kids very much, it's like one of the fun things of Shabbos afternoons in the summer is having blue lips or green lips. So is it mutter to have a popsicle on Shabbos? So this is sort of discussed in the Tosefta. Yeah. Your lips. The lips. Ever eaten a popsicle? No. In LA they have like gelato.
No fruit. Fruit dies here. Blueberries dies.
There we go. Okay, but fruit, the reason why I'm asking by popsicles is because like if I eat a blueberry, I usually stick it in my mouth straight. So I'm not gonna dye my lips. What about the tongue? Okay, good. We can ask that also. Good. Tongue's gonna be easier to be makel though, because nobody ever dyes tongues, but people do dye lips, which is why I think lips are more of a shaila, right? People have lipstick. So the Mishnah Berurah Simen Shin Gimel, Sif Katan Ein Tes writes on this Isser, he's there, we're discussing putting Srak. Uvetosefta Isa, Shalot Kaneach Paneha, Beveged Sheesh Bo Srak. The Tosefta says a woman should not wipe her face with a beged that has Srak on it. Now, I would have thought maybe the Tosefta is talking about a case of like a makeup applicator. Like they put Srak on the cloth and then she puts the cloth on her face. So then it has nothing to do with our Shaila. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, Umashma, Avogav, Delomis Kavenes Litzvia, Psikrei Shehu. No, sounds like even if there's no Kavana for Tzvia, it's still Aser because of a psikresha. In other words, she's just trying to clean her face from dirt or something like that. And there happens to be some srak on this cloth. And it's still aser. I assume the diuk is because it says lo tekaneach. In other words, kinuach. If I was right, it wouldn't, that she's applying the makeup, you wouldn't have used the word kinuach, maybe, lo tekaneach. So the point is, she's just trying to clean her face, let's say. And now, some srak gets on her cheeks. That is aser, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Tama Davar, kevan de'isha darka bekach liyafos es atzma al yidei tzvias panim, mechzi shapir kitzoveya. Aval ish, so he's making another deal. The Tosefta says only an Isha can't do it. In other words, if you read it like me, the reason why it says Isha is obvious because we're talking about applying makeup. Men don't apply makeup. But once it's Mimela, so then, like the Mishnah Berurah is reading it, so then we have a Shaila, who had an Ish. What difference does it make if it's a woman? It's just a psikresha. Answers the Mishnah Berurah, no, because it's Asher, but only for someone who is Darko Bekach. And therefore, for a man that's ein darko b'kach lo mikri tzoveya, k'mo shkasa sof simin shin chaf, demoter lachol tutim v'shar peiros hatzivuim, avogav v'tzoveya panav v'yadav. You're allowed to eat tutim. Again, apparently they weren't so good at getting the tutim in their mouths. So you end up with some tzviya, but that's still moter. Why is that moter? Because it's not the derech. And therefore, just like it's mutter for everyone to eat tutim, so too it's mutter for a man to wipe his face with this cloth that happens to have some srak on it. Now, we have a shaila over here, which is if that's true, then maybe it should be aser for women to eat tutim, just like it's aser for them to wipe their face with a cloth that has some srak on it, because it's the derech of women to color their faces. So the Shaar Tzion addresses this question. The Heter that we just mentioned decided by the Magen Avraham over there, and he writes in the Shaar Tzion Samachay, Michal Makom Nira, Begam Isha Mutaras Lachal Tutim V'Shar Peros Hatzvuim. Even though, based on what I said, it should be Aser for women to eat Tutim, it's still Mutar. The davka b'srak al paneha shudef tzviyasa l'noi. Now we're only worried about srak on because that's derech tzviya. Mashenkin b'achilas tutim shapsik reisha hu rak l'sfaseha. In other words, what's going to turn red when you eat strawberries? Your lips, not your cheeks. Shebezeh gam b'isha yira de'en derech tzviyasa b'kach. Sounds like the Mishnah Berurah was written before the invention of lipstick. And therefore, if when you ate strawberries would get on your face, it would be awesome. But luckily, the only things that turn red when you eat strawberries are your lips. And it's not the derech of nashim to color their lips. So if that's true, then, and he writes, after Lashon Magen Avram dachuk tzas lefize, as he acknowledges that somewhat against the Lashon of the Magen Avram sort of does sound like it should be aser for women to eat tutim, but you have to say that, right? Nobody ever said that it's aser for nashim to eat tutim. That's inconceivable. So kach tzarech lomar. That's what he writes. So then maybe we could say it should be aser, at least for women, to have red popsicles, because nowadays it is the derech of nashim to color their lips. And so let's assume for a moment you're not interested in it. So it's going to be psikreshet alone nichalei. It's true women color their lips, but they don't do it using popsicles. They used to do it during lipstick. But again, what the Mishnah Berurah seems to say is that once it's the derech, it should be aser al psik reisha. And it even seems like agav, even if it's a psik reisha de lo nichalei for nisa d'rabanan, he's machmir, except for the fact, and only mako when it's not derech. In other words, when it's not something that's subject to tzviya. So you could argue that this would be aser. Is there any tzad to be mako? So first of all, does anyone say it's aser? Yes. With Nissen Karelitz, quoted in Dirshu, note 53. And he writes that this is aser for women to do.
Not the red popsicle?
No, I would think that it's derech, according to the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah and Shaar Tzion, once it's the derech, even if it's not red. But others are mekel, including the Ktsos HaShulchan, also cited there, because it's mekalkel, it's psik reisha delo nichale, it's derech achila, it's not derech melacha, it's klach ar yad. And I think that there's another point that might make this much more explicable. We'll see shortly that part of the whole basis for this iser is those who say that, the Rishonim who say that you can't use a cloth to, let's say, stop bleeding or something like that. And over there, it's certainly not, at least I would have thought it's not the derech to dye using blood. But could be that the answer is it was the derech to dye using blood. And therefore, if it's not the derech to dye using popsicles at all, then everybody would agree, even for women. So we're going to have, in other words, it was the derech to dye using tutim. Tutim are things that were used for dyeing, not just for eating. So that is another possible consideration. But I'll try to bring more evidence for that in just a minute. Yes. No. Okay, good. So the next question is Shabbos makeup. So we already saw.
It's a little nice of all to say that.
I think it's okay. I think kids shouldn't do it if they're machaving for it. That much I'm going to be machmir. In other words, where they want to dye their lips blue, which is sometimes what kids like to do. Usually the kids that want to do that are less than chinuch, so maybe you don't have to worry about it so much. But theoretically, if you were higil chinuch and you wanted to have blue lips, and so when you're eating your popsicle, you're machaving to dye your lips blue, that would be a problem.
Even though it's not kayama.
Even though it's not kayama, correct. Maybe if you hold like Rav Moshe, as we'll get to in a moment, that would be Hatter, but that's not Pashut at all. So that brings us to our next topic of Shabbos makeup. Now, remember, all makeup is L'chora, not Kayama, and still we're Mashmir, whether Derais or Derabanan.
Right, but there's obviously a difference between something which is longer lasting.
Right, so that's exactly the Shaila that we need to figure out. Al Daka Bachidim. So Rav Moshe has, yeah.
Even if the child is not Yelachina Chathi, you'd get in the Paschal, isn't
that? Safinan. I don't think so.
Why not?
It's a good question. We're going to talk about Safinan when we do Kosave. And there's a raya to what I'm saying for the Mordechai, who's Matir giving the kids the cookies with the letters. And he says why it's not Safinan. So we'll get there. Now you'll ask what's the difference between that and giving the kid the bugs to play with. So we'll return to that. You have to remember to come back to that when we do Kosev. That's when we're going to discuss this question. Okay. Rav Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Yud Dalet writes that even though it's aser to use makeup, but we're makel for powder, spelled Pei Aleph Vav Dalet Ayin Resh. What is he talking about? So I think if you remember from the old movies, maybe you don't remember because they're old movies, but you know, the women were always saying like, excuse me while I powder my face. Like when a woman needed to like excuse herself to like, so, and they would go and they would powder their face. That's I think what he's talking about. Obviously he's talking about something that when a tshuva was written, everybody knew what it was because he talks about powder as though we know what it is. And the reason is because this is very short lasting. And he clarifies this point in Egros Moshe Chelek Aleph, Simen Chav Zayin as well. In the first tshuva's lashon is, Avalizro ka powder lavan al hapanim, shalom is kayim klal, ein bezeh iser tzvia. And in the later tshuva, he clarifies that we're just talking about powder. So not a general heter on makeup. So what exactly is he talking about? And there are apparently two types of makeups. There are oil-based powders and non-oil-based powders. And presumably Rav Moshe is talking about non-oil-based powders that indeed are very, very short lasting. So the question is, why? So we have already discussed some places where we say things are so short-lived, it's nothing. It's, Rav Schechter likes to call it arai de arai, very, very short-lived. We talked about why that's why it's okay to use, for example, the foam soap or whipped cream. You don't have to worry about the fact that it might be molded. By kosher, we go even further. We'll see shortly, Be'ezras Hashem, that kosher we have kesher shekayamas in Issur D'oraisa. There's a according to Rashi, at least a kesher beinuni, which in Issur D'rabanan, a very short term kesher is hater gamur. But it's hard to imagine that, you know, over there, let's say if it's less than 24 hours, it's mutter, then all makeup or many makeups would be mutter. Moreover, the Magen Avraham clearly would asher tutin if not for the fact that it's ein derech, and this is derech. How long do tutim last? That sort of goes to your question about the dyed lips, right? So it doesn't sound like, now maybe you'll say, no, there's no raya from there, because tutim would last a long time if I don't wash my face. The reason why tutim are short-lived is because people, after they get dirty, they clean themselves. But this powder will on its own only last for, I don't know how long it lasts, a couple hours. Now, if you learned like the Chai Adam, though, not Chai Adam, well, Chai Adam, but I meant the Chimel Chastanel, this certainly is very hard to understand because this is sort of the way it's supposed to last. I thought that, and are we really going to say that, like, again, just talk about Arai Darai for something that lasts a couple seconds, fine. But for something that lasts a couple hours, does it really make sense to be mako? Like every time a melacha is only that short-lived, you know, like we said, cooking water gets cold after a couple minutes. I thought perhaps that this might relate back to the star we said earlier by Tzoveya, which is that Tzoveya is somehow transformational, and therefore something that's very short-lived cannot be seen as transformational. That's why, even though Rav Moshe wouldn't have said that with respect to every malacha that only lasts a couple hours, it's mutter. But here, what he's saying is that since it's non-transformational, anything that lasts only a couple hours and its own sort of disappears is not shayach to tzviya because of the nature of the malacha of tzviya. We might also add, though, it doesn't really sound like this is what Rav Moshe has in mind, that the powder is very external. In other words, it's just powder like on the surface of your skin. And maybe that's a reason why it's not so bad. As opposed to other types of makeups, which are absorbed and the like. So it could be that's also part of Rav Moshe's Svar. Not everybody accepts Rav Moshe's Svar. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, going to Shabbos Kilchasa in Ha'ara Kufna and Ches, and also elsewhere, rejects this. It says, first of all, according to the Smag, we're dealing with a Doraisa Shaila, and even according to the Rambam, who says that there's three categories? Rambam says this is a Drabanan Avenu Meskayim. So Rav Moshe says, there's, just like by Kosher, we have Heter, Pater, Chayev. So for Soveya, we also, but Mechatesi. And like we said, I don't remember who I saw this, brought a raya from Shlomo Zalman from the Mishnah Rura, who writes that it's aser, we'll see it, it's a Shin Mem Sifkat Chaf, we'll get there, to write on windows when, like, you know, the windows get fogged up, or like your mirror gets fogged up, can you write on them? And the Mishnah Rura says it's aser. Now that's also very, very short-lived, and still it's aser. So you see that there isn't such a heter of something that's just very, very short-lived. In other words, you know, Bishlama, that would be Kosev Del Raisa. I mean, even Mishmur agrees to that. But if you all look at Moshe, that should be Heter Gamor. Others say it's not a Raya from there, because next time it gets foggy, you'll see your writing returns because you sort of leave some oily film on the windows. So maybe it is longer lasting. I remember when we learned in ninth grade, we learned Hilchos Shabbos, and we learned that halacha, and the Rebbe, like the first week, wrote his name on the window just to show that point, and it was still there at the end of the year. I guess they didn't wash the windows so much. But anyway.
Question?
Yes.
If you're going to hold by the theory that evanescent things are heter gomer, then eating berries is even more evanescent. How long do your lips stay berry color?
That's what we said before, that the magen of those that are machmir for the berries would only be machmir for berries on your cheeks, which would last forever, or at least a very long time, unless you wash it off, as opposed to powder, which on its own will disappear within a couple hours.
Yeah. Also, another point, this is, I guess, I should have asked a bit earlier. For borer and some other things, we saw that derech akhila is as a total heter from the...
Right. So the question is, does derech akhila a heter for other types of malachos? So we mentioned when we did that there was a Taz who says that. The Taz applies the heter of derech achila for eating the mechika on the cookies. But we pointed out, as the Chazon Ish, I think we quoted notes, that it's very shver to say that. The heter of derech achila is said for milachos, that if it's going to be derech achila, then it's not derech breira. But just because you happen to do a malacha while eating doesn't make it mutter. So it's not obvious to apply the heter of derech achila across the board.
Well, it's impossible to eat berries without coloring your lips.
It's not. Just put them in your mouth. But anyway, the Magen Avraham was discussing coloring your cheeks. So he wasn't talking about your lips anyway, as the Mishnah Berurah pointed out. Okay, so... we mentioned before, in terms of, so halacha l'maisa, it's not pasha to be makeup like with Moshe. I guess if you're going to have someone that's going to put on makeup anyway, as some people do, so they're better off putting on makeup that meets the standards of Rav Moshe, which are sort of hard to know. A while ago, I don't know if they still have it, they had a line of makeup. There were two types of things that are called Shabbos makeup. One is makeup that's very long-lasting. The idea is you put it on Erev Shabbos. and somehow or another it lasts, obviously that's going to be okay. But there's another type of Shabbos makeup that was supposed non-oil based that met the criteria of Rav Moshe. But as we saw, Rav Moshe itself is not obvious. And it's also not hard to know what, besides powder, what Rav Moshe would have been matir. So as I said, if somebody's going to put on makeup anyway, better this than other makeup. But it's not pashut to be makeup. Yeah.
Would the poskim who aser under these situations in shahar is your mom's girls, but they say similar things about chatzitza for tefillah? Like, should a woman not eat shahar?
No, because they get cleaned. It's not a problem.
But in other words, they also shouldn't put makeup on their face before they go. Yeah.
Who says they should put on makeup?
I thought that was them.
When we do tefillah, we can return to it. No, there's a minhag only for meat. In other words, as long as if someone wants to put on makeup in the morning, as long as they know they're for sure going to, it's for Shabbos, you should do it. If the tefillah is lel Shabbos, maybe that's what you're thinking about.
Say not Shabbos.
No, she can't. Well, no, there's such a minhag that you don't put on makeup. She's going to go to makeup on Monday night. She can't put on makeup Monday morning. No. Okay, I'll have to check. I'm not aware of that minhag. Okay. So one other ha'ara on makeup. So if you remember, we saw that the Rambam writes that kol cheles is aser, not alts soveya, but what? Alts kosev. We pointed out the Rambam probably has a different gears in the Gemara than we do. But al kol panim, and we talked about what this is again, perek chaf gimel, halacha yud beis. And if you look, the shilta giborim also had a different girsa. Anyway, we talked about why the Rambam would say that barichas, but just an interesting nafgamina is the following, right? What difference does it make? Either way, you can't put it on, whether it's Issa D'Rabbanan Alts Sovei or Issa D'Rabbanan Alts Kosev. The nafgamina is removing it. If you hold that it's an Issa D'Rabbanan Alts Soveya, so then removing the makeup's okay. There is no opposite of Soveya, Malacha. But if you think that it's aser to put on kocheles because of kosev, so then, you know, Friday night, she wants to go to bed, she wants to remove her makeup, it would be aser for her to remove it, alts mochik. So that's an interesting shaila. So the Orcho Shabbos, simin sif nun tes, is matir. Why? Because it's the Shulchan Aruch passing against the Rambam, says aser alts tzoveya. That's Shin Gimel, Sif Chaf Hei, like our Gerson in a Gemara, basically. And therefore, he's Mekel. What about removing nail polish? So, L'chore, that should be okay. But they quote, he quotes over there from Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it's in Ha'ara Pehei, that maybe removing nail polish is a Shaila of Mechika. It's L'chore difficult, and this is Orcho Shabbos. Ask this question. It's hard to understand, first of all, because nail polish l'chora would be more desirous to be tzoveya than kosev. And second of all, like we said, we don't paskin like the Rambam. And he quotes that Rav Nissen Karelitz was matir. Yes?
Aren't you doing tzoveya on whatever?
Right. So that's going to get to the question of derech luchluch, which we're about to talk about in a moment. But the answer is, the short answer, we'll try to prove it later, is that's certainly for napkin or disposable types of things that we're going to be mako. Otherwise, you can never use a napkin to wash your face, wipe your face, or wipe your hands or anything like that that are dirty. Right. So if you can be mako on that, then you can be mako on this. So, okay. So let's talk about whether.
Why isn't removing makeup melabane?
Because there's no melibun on your skin. Otherwise, you couldn't wash your face ever.
There's soveyan skin, but not libun.
Yes. As we said before, L'chora, Tzoveya, and Melabein are not opposite Melachos. Now, it's not obvious that there's Tzoveya on skin either. As the Mishnah Berurah points out, there is no Tzviya Midoraisa on skin. There's an Issa D'Rabbanan Tzviya on skin, because the Rambam says that it's Kitzovas when you use makeup. So there's some resemblance, but there's no resemblance of washing your skin to Melabein. You know, if you thought washing your face was melabein, so then you couldn't wash dishes either, for that matter. Okay. So there is a, I thought we were going to finish today. I don't know. Maybe I'll just do the rest on your own. A Orzarua, who at Simon Samach Gimel quotes the Urayim, who says the following: Hilkach Tzrichin Avde Elokeinu Lizaher Im Shosin Mashkim Tzivuim B'Shabes Kegon Yayin Adom O Me Tutim O Ochlim Ochlim Tzivuim Kegon Tutim, etc., etc. Shelo Yitzbeu Bahen Ma Posehem V'Sadinehem Ulevushehem. Can't even go like this. When you're done eating. B'chein Adam Shechatach Etzba'o V'dam Shoseis Yizayar Shelo Yitein Alav Shum Davar Mipnei Shitsoveya. I don't know what exactly you're supposed to do. I guess use pressure from your other finger. Af al pi shum mekalkel. In other words, you are ruining this napkin when you use it to stop the bleeding or clean your face. Still, call mekalkel and p'turim. And it's an iser de rabbanan. So, says the Urayim, you can't clean your face from dirt. Oh. Then he's actually makel, so then maybe you shouldn't be able to eat because you're going to get your face dirty. Tzvias panav yadav ein boch shash. She'en tzvia ala b'davar shedarkel etzbawa. Apparently, the fact that people use makeup doesn't make it darkel etzbawa. Maybe because it's not tzvia deraisa, like the Rambam says. It's only kitzovas. So it's only going to be on something that has tzvia deraisa, like cloth. So there's no worry about getting your face dirty. So if it's derech, it becomes tzvia, but it's not the derech to dye your skin, and therefore it's mutter to get your skin dirty. But it's usher to clean using a napkin. Does everyone agree? So the Beis Yosef Shinchaf Sifchaf brings this down, but he notes that the agur is mekel. Any tzvia that's derech lechluch is not tzvia. And so is the Radvaz in the tshuva quoted by the Magen Avraham over there, Sif Katan Chaf Dalet. The idea is that tzvia is about making something nicer, not about ruining it. Derech lechluch is not tzvia at all. Ein tzvia ela bedavar shedarko litzboa. He says, okay. So then he says, then we have Akasha. So remember, we saw that we are mako for food, because it's not derech to be tzoveh with food, so then why not on a napkin? So this is what I thought, why he is machmir for the blood. The reason why he's machmir for the blood is because, at least the internet told me this, that it's common for blood to be used as paint or dye. So I thought maybe that's why it's more of a chashash lahachmir. So maybe it wouldn't apply to all things, even if we follow the machmir opinion. But as I said, they're mekilim. So it sounds like most mikradin were mako. We don't hold to this Urayim. We're so much on the Radvaz. And when the Magen Avraham quotes the Kula, he writes, Vein shin beis, sifyud, diyesh osrim kibos derech lechloch, kol shekein tzviya, the chol tzviya hi kach. What does that kol shekein mean? It's in the pshat is like this, that if melabein is aser derech lechloch, in other words, you don't hold to the ri, so kol shekein tzviya derech lechloch, because melabein derech lechloch is mamish the opposite of melabein, and still there are machmirim. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin quotes the Agur in Simen Shin Chaf Ches Sif Katan Mem Ches. The Mishnah Berurah writes machri lechatchila, you should try to be machmir, but shas hadchak, like you're bleeding all over the place, there's room to be makel. I think that first of all, could be nowadays there's more room to be makel, like I said before, because nobody dies with blood at all. And second of all, as we'll see in a moment, I think that when it comes to disposable things like Band-Aids, the whole shiloh doesn't even start. Okay, we have a little bit left. Because it's not the derech to dye them at all. In other words, it's not just that it's not derech to dye blood, but it's not derech to dye band-aids.
It's like a napkin, paper napkin.
Yeah, or, but we'll return to that for a little later when we talk about the shy love using the moch, the pat. So, anybody want to share tomorrow? Okay, so we're going to finish up Soveya tomorrow. I think it'll have to be after Mincha because I have shir till Mincha with the guys. Okay, so we'll pick up after Mincha tomorrow.
What time would that be?
I will let you know. I don't know exactly.